is he?
Kieran.
All alone?
Till you arrived.
No rest, huh? Where's Rachel?
With Claire and Amy. They're going to listen to the concert.
Aren't you?
Just felt like a bit of quiet.
What's up?
Nothing.
Lizzie.
It's Rachel. She doesn't fit.
Give her time.
Why?
If we get rid of her, that'll be the fourth in 9 months.
So?
I don't know how many second violins there are out there, Lizzie.
Plenty.
Who'd care to apply for the job?
What does that mean?
Word's getting around that you're not that much fun to work with.
It's not fun. It's music. It's serious.
I didn't say music. I said you. And Aisling, God rest her, would say the same.
Don't.
Lizzie, darling. We don't need a second violin. We have one. Rachel's good. Just give her a chance. Now, come on. Come on and have a listen. Come on.
What's the point?
I'd like to hear it.
Elizabeth, come on. It's Rachel's first.
The volcano that erupted in...
Hang on a wee minute. Wait, wait. Go back.
Yeah, we missed the start.
No, no, we've time. Claire, go back.
Aviation authorities say they do not yet know when planes will be able to fly again. Airports all over Europe are crowded with travellers whose flights have been cancelled.
Should we know all this? Claire, go on.
Elizabeth, just wait a minute, maybe so.
Kieran, we know there's no planes.
Aye, but Elizabeth,
that's
if the flights
why
start
we're on
going
this
again,
bloody train. Claire, go on.
Oh, shut up. Oh, it's over.
How can it be over?
What time is it?
8 o'clock.
Didn't we get on the train at like 6:30? It was ages ago.
Well, of course, that's according to your timing.
God's sake.
No, no, ladies, let's not have this conversation again.
It's not a conversation. It's a fact. Listen. She's fast.
You're slow.
I set the tempo.
And it's too slow, Amy. It could have been a little livelier.
It's the way we rehearsed it. Claire?
It's fine. It works just as well. I mean, I think so. And look, the audience liked it.
What do they know?
How did I miss this? It was supposed to start at 8, and it's 8, okay? See?
Claire, did you change your watch since we left Dublin? The time? I mean, is that Dublin time?
Oh, right.
Istanbul is like 2 hours ahead, so it's not 8, it's
yes.
10.
Right, Amy, thank you. Rachel, I'm sorry. I was keeping Dublin time for William, my husband, so he wouldn't get confused when I called him in the afternoon.
Yeah, right, Gray.
Yes, Claire, it is all right. Don't worry about it.
Kieran, so how long exactly is this going to take?
Hang on. This train to Bucharest, 20 hours.
What?
At least you girls have sleeping compartments. I'm sitting out there with the rabble. Bucharest to Budapest, that's 15 hours.
What?
Yes, Europe, it's awful big, isn't it? Then 7 hours to Munich, 10.5 hours to Paris, hour and a quarter to London, train, Fishguard, ferry, and back in Dublin Wednesday night. Thursday morning at the latest.
The concert's on Thursday.
That doesn't give us much time to rehearse.
Rehearse on the way. Ladies, we're going to be on trains for days. You might as well do something to pass the time.
No, no, honey. I'll talk to Daddy in a minute. But first, guess where I am? Guess. No, I'm on a train. But where? Transylvania. Transylvania. Dracula. Vampires. So, Alice, how's school? How was show and tell? Alice?
The signal's terrible.
I know.
Which bunk?
Top, unless you'd prefer it.
Actually, Claire kind of would. Is that all right?
No, that's all right.
Ah, thanks. You're a star. 5 days wear out of 2 days clothes. Not counting our performance frocks. Though I might wear mine.
Really?
Depends if there's any good-looking men on board.
Claire, Rachel didn't mean anything. She doesn't know about William.
No, it's all right. It's fine.
And she was right. It was slow.
Come on.
It was.
I bet.
Why didn't you say that in rehearsal?
Why didn't you?
Claire, you're the next senior member now. Ashley would have said.
Maybe Rachel will make a difference.
Right, because Elizabeth likes her so much. I bet she doesn't even last as long as that weird red-haired girl. Oh. And none of us liked her.
No.
Do you have a preference which bed?
Top.
Oh.
What?
I'd prefer the top as well.
You asked which I'd prefer?
No, Elizabeth, I asked if you had a preference. I have a preference as well.
But I didn't ask.
I was being polite.
Right, thank you. That's very good of you. I'm on top.
Declan, I tried to talk to you last night. The phone broke up. The signal is terrible here. Wednesday night, Thursday morning at the latest. It's not my fault, Declan, this volcano. Get a babysitter. Declan, it's a game of golf. Jesus Christ. Declan, sorry you broke up. What were you saying? Declan, I'm sorry, I can't... Dec?
Did the signal go again?
No.
Amy, you're terrible.
Yeah, the phone won't break up when you want it to. Have you called William?
From the hotel.
How's he doing?
They look after him very well.
No, but how's he doing?
Actually, I don't think he knew it was me. He didn't recognise me. Sorry.
Come on. Let's go get breakfast.
No, you go ahead. I'll be there in a minute.
Okay. We'll see you there.
I suggest we do what we did in Istanbul.
Only a bit faster.
Sorry, could I just finish my breakfast before you girls fight here in public?
But Elizabeth, that's not what's advertised.
Yes, Claire, I know. So we changed the programme.
We can still do the Beethoven. Rachel, you know it, right?
Sure.
We've never actually all played it together.
I know it, all right. Bog standard repertoire.
So, the Haydn and the Beethoven, that will do it.
What about Shostakovich? Number 8.
Amy?
Sounds interesting.
Shostakovich?
I'd be a bit unsure.
I think we could do it.
Me too.
No.
We can rehearse it.
On a train.
We're rehearsing the Beethoven.
We know the Beethoven. Apparently it's bog standard repertoire.
I think we can do the Shostakovich.
No. The Haydn, the Beethoven, forget Shostakovich.
Right, that's settled.
Hang on. Can we not vote?
We don't usually.
You want to vote, Rachel? Fair enough. We'll have a vote. Will we play Shostakovich? I say no. Claire?
It's just I'm not sure we have the time.
For God's sake, yes or no?
No, no.
I say yes. Amy?
Yes.
2-4, 2 against. Claire, we do have time. And I think we need to freshen up our repertoire.
Kieran, yes or no?
Wait a minute, who says he can vote?
He's part of the group.
Since when?
Since it began. Kieran, Shostakovich?
No.
You wanted a vote? You got it. Rehearsal, half an hour, our compartment. If that's all right with you, Rachel. Unless you want to vote on that too. Kieran, a word.
Oh, Rachel, you shouldn't have let Kieran vote. Of course he was going to side with Elizabeth. And Claire always does.
Excuse me, Amy. I happen to think Elizabeth's right. And I do not always side with her.
ne čujem ovdje neka gužva, brate, šta je ovo ovako na ovom? Pa na vozu, pa ne možemo, jer sad ti ono ne može
vrš do svi. Suddenly we're voting.
Ne mogu to.
Suddenly I'm voting. Suddenly I have a say in the music. I'm the manager, Lizzie. Money, contracts, fucking train schedules. And I don't appreciate
I
you
dragging... did you. Are you on her side?
What, her side's not?
Well, apparently.
Lizzie, it's discussion. It's talking. It's working.
There was never discussion before.
Of course there was. You and Aisling. Oh, Christ.
Maybe it's over, Kieran. We had our go. Things just end. There's no reason. There's no discussion.
Okay, Lizzie. Two things. I miss her as well. And we have a concert on Thursday.
How can I help you?
Cup of tea. Do you have normal tea, English?
Normal English tea is actually
Indian. I don't want a lecture, I just want a cup of tea, all right?
My apologies.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean...
Hey, this crazy volcano. So we're all a little fragile. Yes, that's the word, fragile?
Fragile, yes. Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Oh, hello. Hi. Sorry, is that Frank? Frank, hi. It's Rachel. Rachel McGuire from the meeting. Oh, right, of course. Yeah, I didn't know if you'd recognise my voice. That was my first meeting, so this is my first time. I've actually... No, I haven't. Of course, I'm sure. What the... Sorry. I'm sorry. No, I have not had a drink. All right. I swear to God, I don't know how long that's going to last, because, okay, you know, I was doing that concert... Well, that was fine. That was okay. I got through that and the reception and all, but I thought I'd be home by now, but there's this volcano. Did you hear? A fucking... Sorry. So there's all this ash and there's no planes, so I'm on a train and it's going to be 5 days. I mean, 5 days with these people. I don't know if I can... Yeah. Okay. Great. Yeah. So I'll talk to you soon, Frank. Okay? Bye. Bye. Hi.
Hi. Sorry.
No, just talking to the boyfriend. I was finished.
Oh, so you got through? The signal's terrible.
Yeah.
I've given up trying. Actually, it's nice to be out of touch for a while. Just enjoy the quiet.
Yeah.
We should get to rehearsal.
Anyone want a drink?
Amy, it's 11 in the morning.
Yeah, but we're 2 hours ahead or behind or something. And it's going to be a long day.
And we're on the road. Rachel?
No. I'm going to go warm up. See you there.
See you.
See you.
Not very sociable, is she?
Because she won't start drinking at 11 in the morning.
She didn't come to the reception.
She had a headache. And I just heard her on the phone to her boyfriend. I think she's missing him.
Okay. Then... Let's face the music.
You're not having that drink?
Not by myself. Anyway, it's 11 in the morning, for God's sake.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, sorry.
Ladies, I beg your pardon.
Oh, no, that's quite all right.
Very kind.
Amy, are you coming?
Did you hear him?
Ladies, I beg your pardon.
And he kind of looks like him, doesn't he?
Right, fine. Let's go. Amy?
You go on. I'll be there in a minute.
What? I'm getting a tonic water. Come on.
Yeah,
Double espresso, right?
Dirk, good morning. Yes, thank you.
No problem.
Hi.
Hello again.
Sorry, I wonder, could you tell me what time we arrive in?
Bucharest?
Yes, right.
Around 1:30 tomorrow morning.
Oh, wow. Hardly worth going to bed. Thank you.
A pleasure.
Sorry, can I ask you, is that a Transylvanian accent?
Hungarian.
It's very nice.
Thank you. May I buy you a coffee?
Actually, I have to be somewhere now.
Pity.
But I'll be finished in an hour and a half or so if you'd like to.
I would like to. Here, in an hour and a half. Yes?
Yes. Fine. I'll see you then.
Ferenc.
Ferenc. Amy.
Amy, hello.
Hello. Right.
Yes?
No, sorry.
No, please. What?
Would you say something for me? It's just your accent is so...
What would you like me to say?
Okay, the children of the night, what music they make?
Yes, of course. The children of the night... What music they make.
Oh, well, that's great. Really great. Sorry, Claire, can you move around that way a bit? I'm kind of cramped here.
There's not much room. Okay, wait. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, maybe if I stand.
We play sitting down. It's a rehearsal. How we're actually going to do it.
I know what a rehearsal is. Right, let me just... Claire, how's that? If you move here...
Yeah, well, Amy just told me to go here.
Yeah, well, otherwise I can't play.
Okay, Claire... If you and Amy swap places...
This is the way we sit.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
It's all right, Rachel. I'm fine. Amy's the one complaining.
Oh, excuse me.
Amy.
Yes, fine. I'll manage.
So, can we just do this? Wasn't very good, was it?
Yeah, well, there's no room.
And that was the one we knew, apparently. Rachel, you were quite rusty on some of it.
I'll be fine, don't worry about it.
Someone has to, and Amy, you were speeding up.
I thought it was dragging.
The tempo was fine. Perhaps you and Claire could run over your parts in your own compartment. Lots of room. Let's try this again this afternoon, say around 4. See if we could do better. God knows, we can hardly do worse.
What's the point?
Maybe there'll be more room on the other trains.
So what's the point of having another rehearsal on this one?
She wants me to quit, that's the point.
No!
Don't you see it? She'll keep pushing and pushing until I tell her to go fuck herself and walk. Claire, sorry.
No, it's okay, it's all right.
Do you want to walk?
Don't you?
No, Rachel. Elizabeth isn't really like this. It's just since Aisling.
That's what she's like now. And you're right, Rachel, it was slow. Again.
Well, why didn't you say something?
Like she'd listen.
You're not going to leave, are you?
I don't know.
But you do the concerts, right? Why were we getting someone else? I mean, if you were going to leave.
And why would I do that?
Well, otherwise we'd have to cancel.
Again?
Exactly. We'd get a reputation.
We've already got it.
No. Well, people understand. Replacing Aisling.
Oh, Claire, you can only cancel so many concerts before people stop booking you.
And let me ask you something. How many people auditioned before I got the gig?
2.
So 3, including me.
2. Including you.
The New Ireland String Quartet. But there should have been a line out the door. People fighting to get in. Well, maybe replacing Aisling isn't the problem. Maybe Elizabeth is the problem. Think about replacing her.
More English tea, yes?
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
Excuse me, can you do something about that child?
What child?
Oh, good God, the one crying its bloody lungs out. Can you not shift it?
Not really, sir.
Tell the parents to take it back to their seats. I mean, there's people here trying to relax. Bloody inconsiderate.
They're entitled to be here, sir. We're all equal on this train.
That's ridiculous. And somebody playing music. Bloody racket.
Actually, that was Beethoven's Racket, Opus 95. Some people quite like it.
Bloody ridiculous.
That's just rude.
Remember? Fragile.
Yeah. He should just turn his hearing aid off. I can see his point, though. It would get on your nerves. The baby.
Ah, you'll learn to zone it out.
You're awful young to have children.
I mean, here. Babies, football fans, drunks, those people playing music.
I'm afraid that was me. Us. We're a string quartet.
Oh, really? It was nice.
So you didn't zone it out?
Zoning it out is wrong. It's more zoning everything in. You're a musician, so you know, right? It's all... Everything blends, everything is music.
It's noise.
No, it's the music of what is going on, the world, life. It's better than the opposite.
Silence?
That. Oh, sorry, that's a little heavy, right? Indian tea, yeah?
Please. So do you want to run over the Beethoven?
No.
Amy.
I can't be bothered. Anyway, I have a... I'm meeting someone. Oh, so I might need the compartment for a while.
Seriously, Amy? On a train?
Yes. Right.
So, what do you think? What Rachel said?
Oh, God.
She might be right, Claire. She might be right.
Are you seriously suggesting we get rid of Elizabeth? Because that's the end. It's over. And what am I going to do? It's all right for you. You have Declan. Elizabeth has only herself to look after. But I have William. It's expensive. I need this.
Rachel knows a lot of good first violins. We'll only take a few weeks. 3 at most. And we're back in business. Plus, we say Elizabeth decided she couldn't continue after Aisling...
blah, blah, heartbroken, end of an era, boo-hoo, but passing on the baton. It's what Aisling would have wanted. Right? Claire?
I don't know.
Claire, you've got to decide. Because it's going to come down to you, isn't it?
What do you mean?
Me and Rachel on one side, Elizabeth and Kieran on the other, so... it's you. Think about it.
Elizabeth, I open the door, we shout, so we empty everything out. And then we zone everything down until you can hear your heartbeat, okay?
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. This is ridiculous.
Of course, but are you ready?
Okay.
Excuse me, could I get one of those little bottles of vodka?
Certainly.
Don't open it.
Yeah,
I'll have it in my compartment. Thank you. And keep the change.
Most kind.
Thanks. Oh, Amy.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Yeah.
I'm with you. That rehearsal would drive anyone to drink.
Yeah, right.
Oh, listen, I was talking to Claire about your suggestion that we ask Elizabeth to leave.
No, I wasn't suggesting it. I was just saying you might
think. And I think if we concentrate on the money side of things... Claire will go along with it.
Yeah. Sorry, listen. You know, maybe we can talk about this later.
Oh, yeah, of course, later. Before the next rehearsal. Oh.
Amy, good afternoon.
You're the barman?
Yes, so we drink for free.
I was hoping we could have our drink in my compartment.
Ah, well, of course.
Excuse me, could I have a soda water?
Oh, sorry, the bar is closed.
What?
Bar is closed.
I heard what you said. Why? Why is it closed?
Regulations.
What regulations? That's bloody ridiculous. Excuse me. Excuse me. When are you going? How long will you... Do you know how long it would be closed?
Probably not more than an hour.
Wait a minute. You didn't hear anything either.
No, Elizabeth.
Dirk, you kept me out there 20 minutes for nothing?
No, no.
Because of your heartbeat nonsense?
Come on. It was fun.
Yeah, okay. It was fun.
So you're part of the deal. What is it? Something Irish?
Actually, it's German.
So don't you know any Irish music?
Well, I haven't played it and it's for two violins. I played it with a woman used to be in the group, but she,
So, no one gets to hear it ever again. Do you like it?
Oh, yes.
Then play it. I'm sure this woman...
Aisling.
I'm sure Aisling wouldn't mind.
Please, 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 please. Thank God, Frank, it's Rachel. No, I'm not, no, I'm... Frank, I'm standing here in the corridor of this fucking train holding a fucking vodka, okay? I haven't opened it, not yet, but you better start talking to me because I don't know how long I can... No, no, you fuck, don't you fucking... Frank! Frank! Oh, shit, 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 shit. Come on, Rachel. Come on, girl. Fuck's sake. Ah. Jesus Christ. Sorry.
Hi.
Sorry, I didn't mean... I'm interrupting.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm... Yes, fine. No, I'll go and...
No, that's okay. I was leaving anyway.
Dirk. Thank you.
Okay, I see you.
Sorry. No, it's just I heard you playing and... Oh, I got this for you.
It's a bit early, isn't it?
No, I mean, drink it later. Whenever. Here.
No, you're grand. I don't really...
Yeah, please. Take it. Please. Peace offering. Shostakovich.
All right. Thank you.
Banish Misfortune.
Yes.
I used to play it. Wait, do you want to have a go at it? Us. Like, together. And pass the time.
No.
Right. Jesus. Oh. You're playing it too slow.
For hence, a little music? Do you mind?
No, not at all.
Claire, hi.
Oh, hello.
Are you locked out?
No. Listen.
No. Really?
Yes.
Actually, I admire that in her, don't you? In a kind of way.
Except I can't really listen to Miles Davis anymore, in a kind of way.
That's still the first track. You might have a wee wait. Unless the gentleman's keen. So here, how was the rehearsal?
Yeah, no, it was a few little...
Ah, yeah, early days. But this concert, it's going to be fantastic. You girls are going to be great.
Yeah. Yeah, we will.
Listen, how are you doing? How's William?
Yeah, he's okay. And you know...
Yeah. Listen, do you fancy a cup of tea?
Yeah, actually, I do.
Children of the night, what music they make!
Excuse me, is this... Oh, hello.
Who are you?
We met in the... Is this seat free?
There's some chap sitting there.
I just want to sit for a minute.
Nothing to do with me. Do what you like.
Could I ask you something?
What?
You're a hearing aid. If you turned it off, can you hear anything?
What do you mean?
If you turn it off, is there silence?
No.
So you can hear a bit?
Well, of course I can hear. It's a hearing aid, an aid to hearing. If you can't hear, there's nothing to aid. What's the point?
So what can you hear without it? What do things sound like? Sorry, if you don't want to talk
noise.
About this, it's fine.
Constant, dull noise. Can't make out what people are saying. And that's all right. People talk bloody nonsense most of the time. Noise. I'd be glad of a bit of silence.
Silence.
What?
You were in Istanbul?
Yes.
Business? Tourist?
You're Irish?
Yes.
Visiting the wife.
Oh, she lives there?
Died there, buried.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, years now. But I like to visit. Anniversary, whenever.
That's nice.
Bloody stupid, really.
No, it's nice.
Funny what you were saying, the hearing aid. I turn it off when I go to the cemetery. Because I talk to Kathleen, the wife. She was Irish. Enniskillen, you know it?
I do.
Bloody awful place. Anyway, I talk to her. Tell her what's going on. The boys, all grown now, married, gone. They never visit her. Well, their own lives. So I talk and I hear her. Oh, not mad or anything, but the way you'd remember someone's voice, how they sound and what they'd say, the advice they'd give you, tell you not to worry. Yes. I'd turn this damn thing off and I'd hear her. Clear as a bell.
Thank you. We're very happy to be here tonight. We had quite a trip to get here, the volcanic ash thing. So we've been on trains for 5 days, which was interesting. So because of limited rehearsal space, we've changed the programme a little. And now we'd like to play you something we came up with on the journey. It's called 4 Minutes 33 Seconds by John Cage. Some of you may know it. And it's 4 minutes 33 seconds of us not playing our instruments. We perform, but it's a silent piece. Except, of course, there's never really silence. And I'd like to dedicate this to Aisling O'Rourke, who was with us for many years, who died, a woman I deeply respected and loved.
Rachel has a stopwatch, so we can be accurate in our timing. So, 4 minutes, 33 seconds by John Cage. Rachel, perhaps you could set the tempo.
Sure.
Perhaps a little faster. I think Ashley would have liked it more upbeat.
And...
Oh, God.
Elizabeth.
Keep playing. Elizabeth. It's all right.
Lizzie, are you all right?
Yes.
Do you want to stop?
Actually, no. No, darling, I don't. No, I just wanted to...
My lord.
Ashley. Keep playing. And rest.